Bank of America is in headlines again, this time over a court settlement that people thought was done. We're joined now by Louise Story, Wall Street and Finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. And Louise, we have this report from the Institute of Policy Studies that we're going to get into, which compares tax rates with the pay of CEOs. Okay, that's in The New York Times today. We'll talk about that in a moment. But even more so is this rough time for Bank of America. It looks as though, I mean, like I said, we thought this judgment was done. They'd reached a settlement over mortgage deals, and the settlement said that the states wouldn't sue as long as Bay of A followed certain guidelines. Is that right?
That's right. This is back from 2008, very early in the financial crisis, and it's one of the agreements with different state attorneys general that is supposed to be Bank of America moving on, moving past it. And now you've got this attorney general in Nevada saying not so fast. They want to throw out the settlement because, according to this attorney general, Bank of America violated a lot of the terms of the agreement. For instance, she says that Bank of America agreed to lower people's interest rates during modifications, and in many cases, they actually raised them. So yeah. It'll be interesting to see if it can be thrown out. It's very unusual. Once you have a settlement, usually that means everyone says, see you later, we're done with
right.
this. So this would be unusual if a judge lets her throw it out.
And in fact, people were so worried about Bank of America being liable in many cases for these lawsuits that it was this settlement that helped kind of put Bank of America back on stable footing. So if this gets thrown out, if the judge reopens this, it could make investors kind of weary or wary of Bank of America.
Back in 2008, this settlement did reassure a lot of investors, but they've been stirred up all summer long because this summer we've seen a slew of new lawsuits and cases brought against Bank of America. So they're, as you've seen in the market with people selling out of that stock in a lot of recent weeks, they're pretty jittery.
And is Nevada the only state that's complaining?
Oh, no. New York, the Attorney General of New York, is trying to intervene in another settlement. There are a lot of different states that are upset about foreclosure and modification practices, not only at Bank of America, but really at all the biggest banks. And I'm sure, you know, a lot of listeners out there have many of their own stories about these modification and foreclosure practices.
All right. So perhaps after all this, we've said a lot about the fact that there hasn't been a lot of court cases dealing with this. Maybe we're about to see more. But let's talk about this second thing real quickly. We've heard a lot about tax rates on businesses in the United States. And so this is pretty surprising to me. This headline from the Institute of Policy Studies, at least 25 top U.S. companies paid more to their chief executives last year than they did to the federal government in taxes. That must mean one of two things. CEO salaries are astronomical or taxes are quite low.
Well, it's really both from some people's perspective. But for these companies, the tax rates are quite low in the sense that not about the rate, it's about the bill they're paying. And in many cases, these companies are paying nothing because they're using all kinds of loopholes and getting refunds and they're not paying anything. Now, keep in mind that they're not paying taxes because they couldn't pay them because they don't have money to pay them because they do have money to pay their CEOs.
These
are profitable companies. Like, let me give you an example. So Verizon, they're one of the companies. They had an $11.9 billion profit, okay? But instead of paying taxes, they got a refund of $705 million because, you know, sometimes you get a refund related to paying in prior years or, you know, various different things. So they pay no taxes. They get a refund of $705 million, and then they pay their CEO $18 million.
Wow. Okay. So, I mean, Verizon is one of the companies. Who are some of these other companies, for example?
Oh, there's eBay. There's General Electric. There's Boeing. There are at least 25 companies that were in this study that paid their CEOs more. Now, also keep in mind, there's not an explicit link here. It's not like the CEOs in their annual review, you know, have a line that says, oh, good.
You'll get a bonus if you
get us out of taxes. But there is an indirect link. And this is an important one to think about, okay, because a lot of chief executives are compensated based on like the return on investment or the growth of the stock price or the growth in profits of a company. Sometimes they have explicit formulas in their pay that give them, you know, extra millions of dollars of bonuses if profits go up, okay, or different financial measures. And those financial measures often go up more if the company pays lower taxes. So there is this indirect incentive you know, for the executive to try to lower the tax bill.
Well, one can only assume that this will become part of the conversation if we do, in fact, redo the tax code, as President Obama has hinted he wants to do, right?
That's right. And, you know, a lot of companies out there are pushing for the U.S. to lower the tax rate. So the corporate tax rate, the top one right now, is 35%. And what the business community is pointing out is that there's no country that's higher than that, really, in a major financial player than Japan. So they're saying we've got to lower that.
Yeah, but if many of them are getting $705 million refunds, you lower
they're
that.
They're not even paying that. Yeah. They're not paying that for in a lot of cases.
Yeah. Well, if you lower that, we're just paying these companies more. Louise Torrey, Wall Street and Finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.